when the media manages us. The great thinker Marshall McLuhan once said, "The medium is the message." Every day, when we watch the day's news, listen to the hourly updates, or read the nearest scandal sheet, we're being managed by the nation's powerful media machines. Some of us who believe we are well-informed will doubtless dispute that claim and point perhaps to the number of papers we read or the number of news shows we watch as proof that we consume a wide range of news and therefore are able to escape the claws of the news managers. Perhaps they're right. Let us see. I'll bet that it is rare for most of us to see or hear or read of the continuing Iraq war as an occupation. We also rarely hear about Iraqi fighters against this occupation as anything but terrorists or perhaps insurgents. Indeed, the very words Iraq war are rarely used, at least in the present tense, for according to the bought and sold voices in the corporate press, the war is over, for hasn't the Grand Lord Emperor George W. so decreed it? And lo and behold, like the meanest serf in feudal Saxony, like scribes to ancient princes, voila, so be it. It is fact. It matters little that if deaths of either Iraqis or even Americans count, the war, a guerrilla war, rages in a dozen cities in Iraq. The media manages us with words like coalition forces, like terrorists, and finally, and perhaps most fatally, like democracy. Not since the Vietnam War have we seen such myth-making by the media, for did they not then try to spin the web of democracy over the eyes and minds of millions? Did they not then proffer assorted, imported toadies to act as presidents and prime ministers that the Vietnamese people regarded as strangers and, worse, traitors? Only in the rare underground and radical press could those truths be spoken. For the major dailies, the big three networks, back then there were only three, and corporate radio told the government side of the story. And that story was a lie. Americans weren't told that it was a people's war, that everyone from children in the villages to prostitutes in the hooches to guerrillas in the jungles to intellectuals in the cities was waging a war against the Yankee foreigners as they had waged against the French colonialists a generation before and the Imperial Chinese centuries before. They were people who fought for their own country against the U.S. and those the U.S. imposed. They were fighting for the right to decide for themselves what kind of government would rule. The big secret today is that increasingly the same thing is happening in Iraq. It's not exactly the same. No, it never is. They know that the freedom promised by the Americans and the British isn't their freedom. And they know all too well that Americans don't give a hot damn about them. They have seen the pictures from Abu Ghraib and perhaps hundreds more that the U.S. government and American press hasn't allowed you to see. They know in their guts that the Anglo-American objective is the black crude that courses below their dry earth. They know that the Ahmed Chalabis and Niqazi Alawis have sold themselves to the CIA or MI6 and are there to sell the wealth of the nation. But most Americans don't know and don't want to know. Americans are fighting for freedom. It is their corporate sellout media that is responsible for these public illusions. They have betrayed their craft as journalists and signed on to the highest bidder like slaves who sell their faces and their words to power. Luckily, as in the 60s, there exists a growing alternative media that is performing its function and driving the big TV and cable networks into irrelevancy. May it only grow. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.